Grace be unto you, peace, from God our Father, from our Lord, our Savior Jesus Christ. Salt is good. Yeah, we all know that. It's good that the Lord reminds us. What's interesting, however, is that as this little three-word phrase comes in our pericope, it's almost kind of like the summary. It's the end. It's what everything else is kind of either leading up to or somehow needs to build toward. And you look carefully at least most of it, and it's pretty hard words. As Jesus, in other words, applies what might sound like a truism, salt is good, as he applies that to his followers, that's hard. If anyone causes one of these little ones, those who believe in me, to stumble, it would be better for them if a large millstone were hung around their neck and they were thrown into the sea. Anyone. That's a pretty wide circle. And could include, I suppose, the kind of person who is intent on destroying a child's faith and turning that child into evil. Perhaps could be the kind of person who's looking to replace a child's faith with another, or an enlightened view that doesn't need God in the first place, I suppose. And there are undertones of deception, even persecution in the text that kind of leads that way. I wonder, though, if when Jesus is saying this, he isn't looking at the disciples straight on, and not just the Judas, the whole bunch, in fact, who tried at one point, right, to drive the children away from Jesus. If anyone so compromises the integrity and credibility of the Christian faith and life that a child looks and sees and smells and turns and runs. And it happens. It happens in good families. It happens in church families. It happens in the families of leaders in the church. Maybe that's why the Lord kind of moves on from that to speak of the real issue, which is not just what a person does to others, but what goes on inside. If your hand, if your foot, if your eye causes you to sin, clearly he's not talking about somebody else out there, you. And you're no longer in the life as usual, I'll fix it tomorrow mode. We're talking something much more drastic, much deeper. Salt is good. You bet. Our Lord, in fact, Gospel of Matthew, says you, I assume the same group of you, are the salt of the earth. Salt is good. Salt is precious. Salt was a way that wages were measured. Salt is the way meat was preserved in days and places pre-refrigeration and pre-electricity. And I confess out in the open, and in my younger days, when I would spend summers with my grandparents in Southern Illinois, I left the world of electricity and spent that summer in the world of pre-electricity. Salt is good. Salt turns what is bland and tasteless into succulence. And lip-smacking, finger-licking smiles and little burps of contentment. But if salt loses its saltness, not just saltiness, but saltness, And seemingly in those days of our Lord, salt was sometimes compromised enough by impurities that that happened. How do you make it salty again? How do you make it good again? It's no good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled, thrown into the sea wearing a large millstone, thrown into hell. It's a package. Hard words, especially for us insiders, but hard words meant for grace. I mean, after all, it is the Lord who calls us to be His. And you can see that I'm kind of closing up a 2,000-year gap between the disciples then and there and our Lord's disciples here and now. Salt of the earth, He calls us. And it's not just a moniker. It's an identity. It's a mission. Salt of the earth. Spoken by the one who said already to His people Israel, the whole earth is mine, and I want it, and I love it, and I want it salted, and I want it salty. Salt is good. And therefore, and that therefore is there in Exodus 19 also, therefore I send you, therefore I call you, therefore I forgive, I cleanse, therefore I give to halting disciples my resalting spirit to make salty Christians, not boring people to death in church, not shuffling holy papers, not judgmentaling people away, sharing the succulence of the gospel, the sweetness of the gospel, the nourishment of life in the gospel that already in earlier days led the psalmist to that marvelous word of invitation, taste and see. Taste it, taste and see, the Lord is good. Salt is good, the Lord is good. We do taste this morning as we come to His table. Salt is good. Have salt in yourselves and be at peace with one another. In the name of our Lord.